So our next two sessions are going to focus on hydrogen. That's one thing that ties the two together. The other thing that's tying the two together is we've had a whole lot of illness. It seems there's a lot of things, flu and COVID and everything else going around right now. So we've got a couple little tweaks on speakers and how we're presenting all of this. So our first session is on hydrogen, talking about getting into the transaction documents and really thinking about some of the key things in the documents to think about with hydrogen. And we're joined by two speakers from K&L Gates. John Crossley is going to join us remotely as he was ill and unable to travel, but we are very thankful to him for still being here. And John is the co-lead of the K&L Gates Power Practice Group. His practice focuses on developing, buying, and selling renewable energy projects across the U.S., has his JD from Washington University in St. Louis. And then Nathan Howe is here joining us in person. And Nathan is also in the K&L Gates Power Practice Group, focuses on both regulatory and transactional matters, has his JD from Washington and Lee, and his undergrad from George Washington. So over to you guys.
Afternoon, everybody. Again, I'm Nathan Howe. I'm part of our power practice group at K&L Gates. I come from Newark, New Jersey. It's great to be here in Austin. I originally was born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so it's nice to come back to the southern region. And, I say my primary food passion is pizza, so I'm in the right place in New Jersey. We do have the best pizza in the world, but my second would be tacos. And so having gotten to enjoy some of the Torchy's tacos last night, I think we also got to indulge in tacos for breakfast and lunch. So this trip has been a success for me already, and I'm well prepared now to talk about hydrogen.
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is John Crossley. I'm the co-lead of the Power Practice Group here at K&L Gates. I'm sorry I missed the tacos, but broke my four-year streak of not getting COVID over the weekend, and so I'm back here at home. But I do. I'm a reformed real estate lawyer who still practices in the range of project development for wind, solar, storage, and emerging technology projects, as well as project-level mergers and acquisitions. I'll turn it over to Nate to get going. Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time to be a renewable energy lawyer. You know, I love to remind myself how great it is to be in this industry at this particular window of time where we are undergoing a severe transition process. I don't say that so that we can pat ourselves on the back. I say that because that comes with great challenges and great responsibility. And hydrogen is no exception. Hydrogen is a tremendous technological opportunity to address some of these more difficult to decarbonize sectors of the economy, including our transportation sector and some of our heavy industrial sectors. And so that is an opportunity that should be recognized, the technology and what it's capable of achieving, and how we can best utilize that to meet our goals. And it's been an interesting month in hydrogen. Hydrogen projects that you may have been contemplating and thinking of a year ago may not be the projects that you're thinking of going forward. Quite literally, the Friday before Christmas, we had the U.S. Treasury release its proposed regulations for the 45V production tax credit for hydrogen that included some pretty heavily contested three pillars that pose challenges for hydrogen projects. It's definitely going to change our way of thinking and how we're planning these projects, what's going to actually make sense economically. And that's going to flow through our presentation in a few different areas. But here, we're really going to try to give you an overlay of kind of the commercial contracting space, what those tax credits look like, and then kind of roll that into how 45V is going to impact that all going forward. So I think we heard from one of our earlier speakers that the example of a difficult negotiating party being one who doesn't know what they're doing, doesn't know what they don't know what they're doing. So I guess the goal here is to get past that second leg. So at least you know what you don't know, and then we can work from there. So here is a kind of a general categories of how we produce hydrogen and the various pathways. Our more traditional means of forming hydrogen are steam reformation. We now have some carbon capture and sequestration technologies that are decarbonizing this method of production. As well as autothermal reformation, and that's going to be more based with natural gas or landfill gas. Again, these are methane production pathways for the most part.